Okay? From the our point of view. Okay? Now, although we don't use duality, we use only what? The producer of duality. Okay? The producer is attack. Okay? The first object to eliminate the attack. We classify in four different stages of attack. Okay? A seed, running class, attack, which is. A seed, following class, attack, which is. Very, very hard, very, very crude form of attack. Very, very crude form of attack. Very hard. Very stubborn. This is kind of attack. Higher degree of attack. When the attack is dominating someone, his action, his karma will be very rough and very tough. Now today we can see with our own eye through the television in many parts of the world fighting each other. These wars, just because both sides dealing with and see polarica after the polarica after. Very hard. Very true one. You see the point now?
Yes.
The stage. The lower one. Polarica acta.
Awesome.
You eliminate the stage. That's it. Polarica acta. So, a little bit lower than the polarica. So, just for the normal people, just like the American or European or Asian, whoever they may be, in the society, they are struggling very hard to compete with each other, to get more money, to get more wealth, to get more fame, and so on and so forth. So that is also domination of Polarika Akta. Polarika Akta. Okay? It's also working on and on. Not stopping, but not so stubborn, or not so crude, and like a big Polarika, those who are fighting in the war. So number way when they are living in society, they are fighting for their success. So this is the major part, Polarika Akta.
Yeah.
Good point, huh?
I got some of the sounds before and I'm going to translate it in.
Yeah. You can translate it that way. Now, Sukuma Asadeti. Oh, Sukuma Asadeti means soft and smooth. It is also Asadeti. Sukuma. The reverse of polarica. Polarica is a hard track. This is smooth and soft. Fine acidity. See? Now that is also still an individual. When that stage comes. So change about the nature of the human body. Thinking about your mind, how mind it works, how body is functioning. Putting upon that natural process of this thing, trying to find it out. See that? So the mind becomes smoother. See that? Not so active as like the people running for the work of mind. So he is changing his direction of attention towards the advancement of the mind. Or something like that. It's a finding out a way. See? You get enlightenment or whatever. If you like to know something about the nature of process of your own self, your own body, your own life, and every stage. See?
Orientation towards
freedom. That is a sukuma at that stage. Also, that is the controlling. Yeah. And then, when you find some definite process, the belief, strategy as for the Buddhist. Yeah? And then Buddhist will only can talk, rather than talk, primary function to eliminate this attack. So, he put into practice of meditation. When he is trying to improve his concentration, his penetration, and do the natural function of mind and body, gradually improving. That can also attack it, dominating it. That takes it for at least sukuma attack. This point of all different stages of other, very fine attack, very fine attack, just laying the road. So finally to eliminate, this very smooth or very fine attack also. So that can be done by only for Prabhupada. When you attain the wisdom of the Prabhupada, you finally root out this very fine ability by the wisdom of Sotapatti, Vekra, Jnana. This is the final stage of elimination of ability. That is not the end of the journey. That's the only beginning for our Buddhist. You get into the stream. That's just only getting into the stream. No more than that. See? Even, let us say, you are maintaining non-duality perfectly. See? Non-duality all the time. Sotapanna, for all time dealing with non-duality. See that? And then there are other poses. Still walking in.
Yeah.
There are other poses. Even you don't have that identity. You live with the non-duality, but there are other poses. You bring it up. See?
No, sure.
These are the Buddhist ways. These are the Theravada Buddhist ways. After the elimination of other is not the end. After the elimination of duality is not the end.
No.
Only completion of the work higher and higher. Then I like to go back to the four stages because you have to clarify these things very clearly in your mind. See that? Now, the very beginning, what? I see all of the other things. See? It's a very, very hard, very, very stubborn, very tough ability. And then the second, as the polarika ability. See? Polarika ability. And then the third, sukuma ability. Sukuma ability is controlling the mind of the person who is looking for the direction of the baby, mind and body. See? To clarify my answer. And then the fellow who is actually meditating, wondering on the kamasana, walking that, during that peace period, under that anayasi, attending to mayana, he will have that very fine authority.
Yeah.
The point now we are going to tell that how this duality is playing very big role in life. Why we are doing that way? You must know that. See? Now, this is working in the process of kilesa, this is transformation process. Transforming the old images into personal form, personalization. See? The thing is, the image is just image. be at the very beginning, Uttaka, Buddha. They are only giving the image to the second process. The second process makes into perfect, see? And then personalize, make it alive to them. Make it enemy, or make it friend, or make it a lover, and so on. So the walking process comes in, usually. And then at the next stage, then the teaching is the second stage of that duality in the form of the Dhamma. Dhamma, what's that we call? You see, process of domination. See that? Like in this life. See? Appreciation, not appreciation, so on. See that? So, in the form of the morality or ethical words, good and bad, supply, abuslai, the man in coming, what's that? So, now the main point, what we are going to discuss is in the process of the Kilesavodha. See? Kilesavodha, second stage, transformation stage. How is it working out? So I already explained it. They are due to the past memory. See? And the soul memory they have. So put into the memory soul in the form of person. In the form of male, in the form of female, in the form of friend, in the form of food. And then when they put out, compare with the present image, they take out in the form of person. So, the Bhaktiva has to take it for granted the old memory itself. See, with the person. See, with the male, with the female. See, and so on.
Yes.
And once you take it as for, that's the person, take it for that person. See, it becomes the second person. Because he is already, the fact that his own person is there, the seer, the hearer. And then he compares his own ego and the other's ego. Comparing to, that is the play of duality. Is this point out? Yeah, now I'll tell you the second the explanation. The time you use the topography of mind, do you use? Yeah. Topography is a very good word to use. But topography is a static picture. Is this one now? Topography is a static picture, any geography or anything. See that? But in the reality or in the nature, the mind is always continuously what? Flowing. Yeah. So, the flowing mind is the conscious flowing, because you are always knowing, aware about it, your mind. That is, uppermost layer of mind is conscious level. See that? It's a continuously flowing. So we get this, we take this example to the flow of a river. See? That's the waters are flowing down continuously. So the top level of the river is just like this, but just flowing. So that top level of the surface level of the river, there are wavelengths, big waves, small waves, and so on. It's a forming there. Big point now. Now this is natural flow of your mind or your mind or anybody's mind. But it is flowing on the riverbed. See? It is flowing on the riverbed. You see that? On the riverbed, there is topography. See? Riverbed is not the smooth plain. You see the point? Yeah? The riverbed has topography. You see the point now? Riverbed has topography. This topography is done by what? The current of the water, previously flowing water, deposited the suspended particle one after another and so on. They become layer by layer, coming the riverbed. That riverbed is not a smooth surface. According to the nature of its own particle, that's carry on. See that? Deposited in the form of devolver. It has the topography. See that? According to the topography, the surface layer of, the layer of the water, one layer after another. See? The river water is not a single one layer after another. See? Which is really in touch with the surface of the riverbed. According to its own topography, it has to flow like this. See? According to the width, or according to the document, the value of topographic depth. But this topographic depth is done by each and every conscious flow, previously flowed through on this bed, and deposited all the particles. See? That's like silk, that's like sand, and many other mud. So we get it down on the topographic feature of the riverbed. You see the point, huh?
Yes.
And then when it is flowing on that topography, little water, see, immediately in touch with surface of the riverbed. It has to take the shape of topography. The liquid water has to go around that, along the topographic signature. See that? Now, layer after layer, when it comes to the top level. But the effect of topography is also playing. The effect of the photography also playing on the top current. Yeah. This is the nature. Part of the nature of photography is playing. Now topography is what? Upadana khanda, the soul memory in the form of upadana, was alive or put on one another with the very hard form of the memory. See, for example, vinyana, vinya, sankhara, vidana, all sorts of deposits put into the topographic form. The form like that. These are formation of upadana khanda. Yes? These upadana khanda mainly project controlling the current. See? Although gravity is pulling down to the lower level, but the nature of the flow can control that topography. See? That topography is not a single minute job. Years and years of the deposit, previous mind, deposit at that. See that? Now they become what? The habit, the character, the personality.
My tongue is tying up.
Yeah, and look here in the previous one. Somebody in there. Ah, man, somebody in there. Upadana, only.
Present life
formation of your knowledge. You are learning. See? And then criticism of your surroundings. Impressed on your mind. See? All of those things are coming into your mind. And deposited as a form of topography. These are four parts. Upadana khanda. See? Upadana khanda. Samupadana. See? Samupadana is a one dimension. All these sensations is to you. See? Because you like to see so-and-so picture, so-and-so actor, so-and-so actress, and so on. Relating to your vision. So you want to listen to the sound, which is a favorite song for you, and so on. So all those are perceptions are getting into that, the taste, and the smell, the flavor, and everything. See? These are important. See? The positive in you. You like it. For example, as for me, I am Burmese. So, my life for the day, I usually eat rice. Only time when I eat rice, make me satisfaction. As for the Westerner, see, it doesn't make anything because different habits. See?
Right.
Yeah. That is what? The work of upadana. See? That is called what? Kamu upadana. See? Kamu upadana. anyone.
Hetu Padan.
Padan. Your opinion. This is the religion of Jains. This is the religion of Hindus. This is the religion of the Zen. This is the Buddhist. And so forth. This is politically, that is Marxist. This is socialist. That is left. That is right. This is democracy. And so on. These are what? The ideas. See? According to your own nature, you will be involving these things. And you have statement to these things. Opinions and ideas. So this is for what?
Hetu Padan.
Hetu Padan. Hetu Padan.
Kamu Padan.
Kamu Padan. Kamu Padan is the what? These are destined to sensory pleasures. This is the Hetu Padan. Hetu Padan. And then the last. Asta Wadu Padan. Atta Wadu Pada Vidi Wadu Padan. See? That means the idea of self. See? So that is also very deeply embedded in your mind. Because since you are young, everybody around you telling you, you must do this, you must not do this. You like it, you don't like it, you see it, I don't see it, and so forth. So, by exchange of words, and verbally, but, and psychologically also, this I and they, already formed, see, Mata. Because without Mata, you cannot live in the society. You need Mata in society. Without Mata, you cannot perform these things. So you need it. Therefore, your society gives you this for education, learning, training, to enrich your asya, to enrich your personality. Yeah, that's it. Necessary thing. So you have to take naturally to think. See? So that is very, very strong. That is the primary structure for Panthe Hom, non-dual. Isn't it? Is working at this. Atta, atta. So, psychologically, you call it very, very fast. That's I, or ego, from the segment right point of view. Cultivation of ego, because you already have each, or libido. Libido and each is the function of anusya. And the anusya creates there are many factors, see, to respond to the action coming into your body by nature of the anusya while you are very young, the self-formation of clearly strong cuts, but it is also in the, at the time also acting and reacting. So that is done by anusya. Anusya is the accumulation by the past life experiences. They are the overwhelming factors. Very forceful factor, anusya. Yeah, I have to explain the point also. See? There are the evidences of reincarnation. This is also universal phenomenon, not of the...
Sorry, you are starting a new topic.
Not new topic, because to go to England, and yeah, if you want to tell that, this is not new topic. There must be something, because a nuclear case, I am going to explain in the dimension of the incarnate process.
Yes.
You see the point now? Because there is a nuclear creator as well as the Upadana creator. Mm-hmm. And the creator sees that the Upadana is dominating. But very, very beginning, nuclear is dominating. A nuclear receives gradually when Upadana taking place. That means learning. You see the point? That means learning. That means sociologists or social scientists or socialization. You be the member of society. This is point now. Now what I am telling is the important point of the enunciation. Those who can relate the previous life, we call them reincarnate. But according to our Buddhists, everybody is reincarnate. The only difference is we cannot tell and those who can tell. Yes? Those who can tell the previous existence of his soul, we call it reincarnate. And for us, although we are the reincarnate of the previous one, we cannot relate to that, the previous one. The only thing is that we cannot talk. That's what we can talk. So, the difference between the fellow who can talk about his previous life, one existence or two existence, one, and for us, we cannot talk. What are the difference? I have the memory of the past existence. See that? He also has the memory of the past existence. But his memory is pictorial memory. See that? Pictorial memory. He has a picture. He can relate the picture and the present life, see, in his own world. But as for me, I don't have pictorial memory, but I still have behavioral memory. You see the point? Two things. Pictorial memory can tell you the whole story of the previous life, the name, the place, and so on. But as for me, I lost all the pictorial memory, but I still have what? Behavioral memory. See? These behavioral memory are still dominating on me or on the others. See? For example, these sociologists or psychologists, these people have only two factors. One is a born nature, the other is cultivated nature. That is called nature and nurture. See? Nature is one quality. Nurture is quality trained by environment. But as for the Buddhists, see, there is another quality. Inheritance of the anusaya. See, I still have this quality of behavior inherited by previous karma, previous existence and so on. So these anusaya keys are very, very strongly dominating in my performance of present behavior. See the point, no? These are the main factors. And when we learn, as a human child, you pick up the author of memory, learning, I learn, and then the surrounding is teaching me, my father, my teacher, and so on. See, they are giving me that. So gradually I am increasing the civilization of my society, the cultural values, moral values, and social values, and so on. So that time, I have very solid ego concept. Unless I have ego, I won't be able to learn all these things. Because just because of my ego is working to learn. I must know, I must learn, I must think, I must talk, and so on. So ego is the product produced by learning by the society. But there is the element to produce ego. And Lucia is a surprise. But identification of ego is clearly come into performance by the help of environmental teaching, imposing, and so on. There are two different types. The elements of egos are envy and nausea. But not taking very definitive. And then after learning, after schooling, after training, ego becomes clearer and clearer. Self becomes clearer and clearer. Now self-awareness also taking very clear image. So that is the best sweet water. And then every time when you learn, see, you have to memorize. See? Yeah, that's here memory. It doesn't last through what way. But when stay in your memory, so memory, very, very long, it is the work of Upadan, very deeply embedded in the memory stone. This point, it is the rule of Upadan and Kanda. The present conscious process to perform this way or that way, to like or to dislike, to hate or to love, but you always interpret it. I love, I don't love, I like, I don't like. See, this is the only time, but actually the controlling factors are not ego, but Upadana. See, the positive one. If you like to compare these right subconscious and unconscious levels, but not exactly the same as our Buddhist interpretation. You see the point, no? Although we are trying to use this subconscious and unconscious, but exactly it's not the same. The only thing is the right express this wisdom. See that? So why we call it the unconscious process? We submerge into the very, very low level. Sometimes not the image, but only the controlling force. See? When it comes to like and dislike. Some have shift, the shape, the meaning, and so on. Very recent memory will tell you complete picture. So we have idea, the position in the form of Upadana Khanda. So, see, Upadana Khanda, Ramupadana. See? So the pleasant feeling, unpleasant feeling are still so in that. See that? And then your views of life. See? That is Vijupadana. And then, Tilapatupadan is another one. So we already discussed the Asawadupadan, see? Asawadupadan. Tilapatupadan. That is. See? That is. Habits are also embedded. The physical habit as well as mental habits. Because your right hand, you are trained to write with right hand. You can write with fingers of right. But you cannot use very cleverly with your left hand. It is what? The habit. Physical, very small, you have to put on. And then, mentally, see? When you are listening to me through the medium of English language, you understand. See that? Because your mind is tuned up and trained. See that? The habit of habits. The habit. But not only that. If you are a scientist or you are an artist, see that? Your interpretation and your thinking. Scientists always interpret in the scientific line. Artists interpret in the artistic line. These lines are what? Habits from my left training. So this kind of thing of what? Tilapatupadan. Now, look. These are four lines of accumulated things. These accumulated things are what? Formation of person and personality. That's it. But you have to differentiate out of person. Personality is externality. Expression. Individuality is internal expression. Out of person, there are two things come out. Personality and individuality. personality is mostly visible, quality of that person. Identity or individuality is not easily visible, but that is there and possible. Yeah, you find the point now? Yeah. This is what Komishio Mata, very strong, by these poses, not a single boost. It accumulated in the present life, and then the previous lives are also supporting as the new Anusya Kiesa, and as the present Kiesa Rota, supporting to make this personality to eradicate or to destroy. Not easy, because no instrument we have. See? Do you really have the instrument to destroy your ego? I'll tell you gradually.
Actually, to destroy ego is a danger.
No, not destroy. Elimination. Elimination means what? Gradually now, I have told you the six and four stages of analysis. See? Very good one. And the good one, the fine one, and the very fine one. See that? Now, everybody is afraid of elimination of ego. See that? Personality, whatever it is. But no need to be afraid of it. Because, I'll tell you one example. Look at that. Clearly, I think such Sokapati Mega clearly eliminates the personality of previous life of his Vigata. But he still has Buddha personality without having this ego intent. See? Maintain that the most really important personality is still there. That means the damn personality has two different things. See? Reality of what? Ordinary life. Uttokina life personality. It is the Arahat life personality. Quite different. No need to be afraid of the elimination or eradication of personality means. The old habit. Eradication of the old habit. Old custom. Old opinion. Old lacking the dislike of Kirisa. This is the eradication of personality. The old personality. The new personality is already there. See? How it works. New personality, how it works. Quite easily. We can understand. Elimination of the destruction of Kirisa Rota. See? Transformation circuit. See? Destroy the transformation circuit. After destruction of transformation circuit. See? Producer of ego and I. So no more producing circuit or transformation circuit. See? No more transformation of the innate two persons. See? This transformation circuit is the main. This is called Kiesa Buddha. Kiesa means this is the machine, not a static thing. Kiesa is always the media. It is the manipulator for formation of ego and atta. That is the main point to produce your function. So when you destroy the Kiesa machine, Kiesa circuit, you don't produce person, no more person, no more previous habit, and so on. And then, you don't do any kusala or akusala karma. No like and dislike. Already destroying the first machine, the second machine of karma vata, no more karma vata. But still working with what? Primary function, production practice. So at his age, when the light comes in, the images are appearing. So these are there. When the light comes in, see? So I must have little like that. But they are communicating with the other people as a formal way. In their innate nature, number one thing. Not only button. All these are just images. Not button. Not a car. Not a building. Just the only interpretation of what? Image that would be transformed. Everything. See? Because it's a very strong topography. They are embedded. Now topography is already destroyed. It's all. Then the topography.
Yes, may I grab the microphone for
you?
Yeah. Good morning, sir. I want to comment against the compliment. Sir, ask me a little bit of comment here. I'm listening with great interest what you are putting on the table now. Very interesting points to me. As the last moment of your talk now, I got really the idea of the impression that you are teaching Mahayana.
It's a
great way, you know, the way of Buddha's enlightenment. Let me first clarify a little bit the point. When I speak about topography, it's not the same way you can only. You put a beautiful parable with the river
to
the surface, and it reflects the shape of river. It's a different case. Since the word topography, when I use it, sometimes I say spiritual landscape. Actually, what I mean by this word is let me tell you, in the beginning, the people think that there is an enlightenment. It is like a switch. There is an enlightenment, or there is an enlightenment. Or the two positions, very digital. The more and more one knows about these things, one reads this idea of the digital idea of switches more and more behind, and one understands the process of spiritual development rather in as a process of ripening, of maturing. Of course, this image of first stages of enlightenment in Theravada is very, very helpful. I consider it to be rather a tool, very, very skillful, very helpful tool, which helps us on the way. But when we are in the process, we may appreciate more the general picture of this ripening. But spiritual topography, actually I use it for the magnitude of spiritual attainment when we read different books from different traditions, when we get a little bit understanding from the Christian mystics, from the Islamic Sufis, from the dancing dervishes, from the different types of Mahayana, which all of them have its particular way, but remember a very, very special way of Zen with those atories, so and the state of mind which is the resultant state of the satori is so very specific and you and not alike another kind, lots of kinds of enlightenment in Hinduism. Now, it is very like to have one eye or to have two eyes in the beginning when we approach these things from a particular tradition. Everything appears to be linear or two-dimensional, just two-dimensional like a graph. the opening of the second eye to see it, then it's illuminating down three dimensional cosmic sense. And that means really to see what is in front and what is behind. When I see epistemic topography, I mean the three dimensional topography of different attainments and realizations, what that all means, different types of liberation. That's just to clarify, that's just the first point. Now, very interesting, when you speak about ego, about egocentricity, about the four bhaktas, and with the sacrality, all the different traditions, all the different contemplative traditions of the world actually have their aim in changing of this ego or self or the idea of self. In all the contemplative systems, this particular thing adhere, sometimes it has the crucial, the central position in the whole system to eliminate or to transcend, to dissolve the ego or the notion of particular small cells. In Theravada, of course, we have it also. As I understand Theravada, it has not the central position in Theravada. What we are aiming at in Theravada is to eradicate or eradicate the avijja, the illusions or the attachment, the tanha. Lord Buddha gave us these two main causes of suffering. So the whole teaching is actually tuned to work in these two directions. The Sakaya Viti, or this wrong idea of me, of self, of property, this is definitely the cause of the majority of suffering in the world. Imagine when there wouldn't be this mistaken idea among the people. The life would have been completely different. This is the main, one of the main causes. I want to mention it that what we have written is defined the second identity as the cause of suffering directly. It is closely related with avijja, very closely related with tanha. These three are certainly very closely related. I don't think they are identical. When we eradicate Sakaya Viti or the mistaken idea of individuality, there is still one step to go.
Not only one step.
Or even more steps. That's just to put the frame on. Now, what I would like to ask you is your opinion or your position towards this different strategies to work with the Sakaya Viti. In your talk, you mentioned several times quite a radical eradication of self, eradication even of the process of perfection, the Manavada Viti. Eradication of the stage in the green process and the karmic
transformation.
Some of the Western yogis, this may be particular with the Western yogis, because of the of the teachings coming from the psychology, sometimes they try to crunch on someone's personality or doing some things which are unskillful, doing things with themselves which may turn their life into a burden because of the container. And perhaps it is because of the carefulness of the Western teachers that they started to speak rather of eliminating of the attachment to the idea of self. So in their presentation, they let the ego or the whole processes around the ego or even the whole deformation which is called my self-gravity, they leave it better. They don't really work directly on it. But they tell the students and they teach them to give up the attachment toward this there is nothing to destroy, nothing to crash, because it doesn't really exist in fact. It is just a mistaken idea of self. If you would say more about the strategy to work with the ego, would be nice.
Sure. I know. See? Ego. It's not reality. This there is very strong impression. This very strong impression. So I will tell you the so-called non-illusion or illusion of a condition. For example, as far as when we are living on the surface of this path, this path is very flat when we see it with our own eyes. See? That's not a round one. It's not a wall. Why? Because our eye can see only a few more distance. On that distance, there is a threat. Because the circumference is more than 27,000 miles, so it's only short distance we can see it. You see? But actually, this is the wrong one being. The intellectual. Yes, I believe it. The child, the damager of the past. And they explain. And they work it out. So, we know only after learning, not by the rest. See that? That is the point. That is the point. When you are learning at the very beginning, the master, the teacher, the mother will never tell you about the ego. You don't have ego, just only learning. They don't tell you that. They just learn. You have to learn. If you don't learn, you won't get into a position in your society and so on. They just stress. And they would what? I have to teach you, of course. You must be a good person, a good, successful person in this society and so on. These are the terms. You mean just like us. Not having the wrong path. Because they really don't see, they don't know. That is the difference. So that very beginning, the impressions are real. Because when somebody has without knowledge of the geography or anything, more knowledge, they will deny that the path is wrong. Well, no, I see this is the right.
If it would be wrong, the water would spill down.
That's it. That's a very, very difficult for them to perceive that idea. See that? Yeah, see that? So, the idea of the ego, although not entity, it is very strongly impressed in human mind. Very strongly impressed in human mind. Just like I explained the topography. This is not a thin like topography, just like a rock. It's a fusillade. The numbers are right. You can see that. that pattern is so strong, not easy. We contract it. To destroy me. Not the right thing to accept that one. Because it doesn't really exist. But there are many, many ways. There are many, many ways. These are the practical ways. See? Now, when you attach to your ego, see? Why? Because you interpret your body, physical body. You interpret your own body. See that? So there are points. Reality of the body is itself. But possessive mind of your ego, telling you that, that is your body. That is your hand, that is my hand, see that? That is my head, and so on. So, ego always takes possession of this body as my own. This is a difficulty. The only thing is, that is, we are physical body, but this is not my own. See? I cannot control this physical body. This is the point, just like the black and brown eyes. See, that body, ignorance, they were always taking for granted that the black eyes. See that? But that body educated, they easily accept the wrong eyes. Although they don't see it. In just after a photograph, just like we see the moon, see, from the space, it will show you the space around us. So that is only visible. But before that also, the intellectual orders said that 500 years ago. See that? So, what is the difference? This friend is understanding, intellectual or intelligent person only can demonstrate when he gets proper knowledge. Proper knowledge means actual knowledge, real knowledge. This is why not. The fellow who perceives the other threat is the ignorant. See? Because he just taking for granted what he sees is real. But reality is a different way. See? Similarly, when I try to grasp this body, my body, my eyes, my nose, my ear, my hands, my legs, just like other two, seeing the other black one. Because I have learned this way. Since the very beginning, this is my leg, this is my head, and so on. So there's no, not very difficult things. See, to function or to work with the ego. So, yeah, trying to eradicate means what? Yes, if you think, if I think, that is my body. So, see, part by part, see, part by part. The internal function of your body, lungs, heart, intestine, the small intestine, big intestine, and so on. When you are trying to separate these things with your intellectual vision, with your wisdom, so you try. When you see this part, part by part, the picture, the shape, the color, I'm not so attracted to be a possession of mine. The same time when I see that, they are something, I will. So, these are the ways we use, just only looking into them, knowing as we are, but it is also that. So, now we will discuss later on, next day. So for today, these are the ways we try to see our own mind body function. Okay, thank you very much.